steps, heart open, wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. We bless you, Jesus. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. We call your name, Jesus. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. We exalt you, Lord. Jesus, take your place. We lift you up. Jesus, take your place. We bless you, Lord. Jesus, take your place. Great is your name, God. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away, because we only call your name, Jesus. Let all the other names fade away. There's nobody like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Jesus, take your place here in this world. Jesus, take your place here on the Master's call. Jesus, take your place in our lives. Hallelujah, God. Go before us in the places that we would go to today, God. Jesus, take your place, and we call on your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift you up, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name. Hallelujah. There's no one like you, God. And you know our name. Hallelujah. You know our name. Hallelujah. He knows our name. Thank you, God. He knows our name. Yes, I changed it up a little bit this morning because he knows all of our names. He knows our names. Yes. Oh, how he walks with me. Oh, how he talks with me. Yes, he does. Thank you, Lord. Oh, how he tells me. That I am his own. Thank you, Lord. He knows our name. Aren't you glad that God knows your name? He knows our name. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. He knows our name. Thank you, Lord. He knows our name. Ooh, oh, how he walks with me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, how he talks with me. Oh, how he tells me that I am his own. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. Oh, how he walks with me every day. Thank you, Jesus, for walking with me. And oh, how he talks with me. Thank you for talking to me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, how he tells me that I am his own. Thank you, Lord. He knows my name. Thank you, Lord. He knows my name. Ooh, he knows my name. Even when somebody doesn't call you your right name, Jesus knows your name. And oh, how he walks with me. There's some days we need him to be our comforter. And oh, how he comforts me. Thank you, God. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. And the song says, no fire can burn me, no battle can turn me, no mountain can stop me, 'cause he holds my hand. No fire can burn me, no battle can turn me, No mountain can stop me, 'cause he knows my hand. I'm walking in your victory, 'cause your power is within me. No giant can defeat me, 'cause you hold my hand. You hold my hand. I'm walking in victory. You hold my hand. Your power is within me. You hold my hand. No giant can defeat me. You hold my hand. He knows our name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you do, Lord. You know our name. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. You know our names. And you tell us that we are your own. We bless your name, Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Lord, we are just glad to be in your presence. And we are glad, Lord, that you know our name. And we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we say thank you. We say we love you. We say we honor you. We say you are mighty, mighty God. Thank you, Lord, for the co-founders of this call, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Lord God, for the team, the leaders. Thank you, Lord, for our family members. Thank you, Lord, for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you, Lord, that we have an opportunity to come together and to spend this time with you. What a mighty God we serve. We're so excited about the word that is going to come forward. It will be encouraging, life-changing, correction if necessary. But it will all be good because you know our name and you love us. So we thank you. For Holy Spirit, for your son Jesus, and you being a mighty, mighty God. We honor you and we bless you on this mighty, glorious Monday in the mighty name of Jesus. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Robin. We praise your name. Thank you so much. We bless God's name. We thank God for you. Bless you, women of God, for serving us in excellence this morning, making sure that we all were seated and comfortable. And thank you so much for that anointed prayer. Well, God, morning, God, morning, God, morning once again to each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. And I am thankful this morning that God knows our name. Because many times people call us out of our name. Many times people scandalize our name. But God knows our name, and he knows who we are. And I'm so glad this morning that we could walk with him, that we could talk with him. And he tells me that you are my child and you belong to me. And no weapon that is formed against you shall ever prosper. Because when I woke you up this morning, I woke you up in victory. So we thank God that we woke up in victory, and we thank God that this call was started by two victorious women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank God daily as I dial into this number for their yes, because if it was not for them deciding to go forth with the mission and mandate that God gave them, we would not be able to be here so that our lives could be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day and as we go out in victory. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning our prayers come before you." So we start this call up in prayer. We end in prayer. And yes, there's things that happen during the day. So during the day, we're taking your praise reports and your prayer requests as well, because you're texting them or you're sending them in to info@themasterscall.net, and we're responding and we're standing in agreement here, the leadership team on the Master's Call, on whatever it is that you're requesting. And that's what we do. Why? Because we're family. And so we thank God that back on October the 25th, while we were all at that particular time a part of Artist's Life, this call was started. And so not only that, Artist's Life products are still going on. Yes, they are, over 30 years. Thank God for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank God for Antonio Diaz de Leon for saying yes to God and being fired from a corporate job and not really knowing what to do, but God gave him Artist's Life. And Artist's Life, an appointment with artists will change your life. And the products are changing lives all over the world. And I added that part on to it because they are. So if you don't have any idea what Artist's Life is, get back with the person that invited you to this call and they will share with you. Today is Inspirational Monday, so after we leave from here, if you need more of a word and you want God to continue to take you through the day and you just want to be a little bit solid or a little bit stronger, then we invite you to join us on the morning motivational call for Inspiration Monday. Our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, will be hosting that call today, and our own Pastor Everett will be bringing the message this morning. To dial into that call, it is 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-POUND. Maybe you've been sitting here and you've been feasting at this buffet table, and maybe you think that God is pushing you and purging you to do something new. Well, we're always looking for other kingdom workers to join us here. You could be a greeter. You could be a worshiper. You could deliver a message. You could pray for others. Just let us know what it is that God is positioning you and pushing you to do, and that opportunity is here for you. Please send an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. God is amazing. Yes, he is. He is awesome. He is amazing. He is doing some great things. Those of you who are on the fast, continue to fast and continue to put God first. Maybe some of you want to join the fast. It's still not too late. Just reach out to Dr. Pecola Roberts, and she'll give you more instructions. Remember our theme for this year, and say this every day, in 2021, God's strategic, shifting prophetic suddenlies and holy standards are being established. Yes, he is establishing some things, and they are being supernaturally revealed, even in a way that you wouldn't expect it to be. And that scripture reference is Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. But now I hope that you have on your Holy Ghost seatbelt and you're ready to hear what God has to say to you. You have your feet planted and you have your pencil and your pen and your tablet, or you have your computer and you're ready to hear what God has to download into our spirits this morning. Why? Because we walk in victory. And so we need the word in order to walk into victory. And this person that I'm bringing to the line right now, she needs no introduction. She is a prophetic woman of God. She walks in excellence. She is a kingdom-minded, kingdom builder, and kingdom worker in the kingdom of God. She is outgoing. She is loving, and she is our anointed and appointed speaker for today. Who am I bringing to the line? Dr. Pecola Roberts. Dr. Pecola, are you out there this morning?
Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, how are you this morning?
I am victorious, and so are you, Dr. PK. Take it away.
Thank you so very much for that wonderful introduction. But I am so, so grateful to you for, Lord, we lift your name on high. Why? Because you know our name. We love upon you, God. We love upon you. We love upon you, Lord Jesus. Holy Ghost, you are welcome in this place. Thank you for ushering us into the presence of the Lord this morning with your melodious voice and your willingness to share it with us, the TMC family. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Robin. I love, love, love you, sending your kiss back to you. Thank God for you greeting us and sitting us in our virtual sanctuary this morning. I do thank God for all of you who have tuned in here this morning to just hear what thus say the Lord. And yes, 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 there is a word from the Lord. I thank God for my own dear sister, my own co, whatever you all want to call us, for real today. God has brought us together, and he has a way of connecting his children. And I'm so glad that he connected me with Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon over 10 years ago, almost 11. Well, yeah, we met a way before we started this call, but we thank God for her this morning and her diligence of what she brings here to this community and the artist family. I do thank God for the Diaz de Leon family and how they loved upon me. Sometimes we don't thank people for what they have done in the past because we've gotten past the past. Ah, but bless the name of Jesus. Had not they been there for me during that season, I don't know what I would have done. They really, really blessed and supported me during that time. You all, this morning, Father, I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful unto you, and I just honor you again, God, for what you have given us this morning. I'm so thankful for where he has taken us. There are some things that's happening here in the United States and across the world that are bringing concern to many of us, and one of them happens to be gun violence and the sure devalue of life and how people just appear to be able to walk up and just snatch people's lives out just like it doesn't mean anything. I have a dear friend, Sylvia Hood, who is bearing her nephew there in Michigan. Boy, the mother's boyfriend or something crazy. Anyway, that boy unloaded a gun in that baby's face, and when he finished, there was no face. Six rounds, just like that, you know. And you ask the question, how are these young people getting these weapons? And then there was a 13-year-old I heard shot somebody and killed them just like that. I mean, there is no way for you to go almost a day without hearing how somebody is just snapping. And these are young people, and it's something that we need to think about. Why is it that life is so devalued? Why is it that we don't understand how important it is for us to love upon each other? And God says it's because we aren't teaching it. We aren't training it. We were so wanting to get away from hell and brimstone teaching until we've just gotten completely away from the characters and the characteristics of living that make us who we are. And another reason is because we don't value ourselves. We don't value ourselves, and we don't know why we were here. Why, I'm asking you the question, why do you believe God allowed you to stay here another day? Why do you think that you are here and not gone? You could have been gone for so many reasons. I mean, you could have had a car accident. You could have been gone for so many reasons. I talked to another a friend of mine this girl walks in my heart. She really does sit down when she chooses to. And she says, Dr. PK, let me tell you something. I don't understand how this she is a member of our church. I talked to her on Thursday night. I mean, she was doing well, had just had the knee surgery and doing well. And I called the next morning and they tell me she's dead. I mean, she gets up, falls down, and dead. Blood clot rose to her heart, dead, just like that. And so, you know, it's like, okay, we hear all of these different ways that people are dying, and we ask the question, what is it, God? What can we do? And I heard my sister, Dr. Vanessa, say this in more than one way over the past week. In Isaiah 61, Hiya, glory be to God, beginning with the first verse. Help me, Lord, now. The Spirit of God, the Master, is on me because God anointed me. What did he anoint you for? What did he call you for? She says, I told Daddy I was called to preach. And he says, no, God didn't call girls to preach now. Glory be to God. He sent me to preach good news to the poor, heal the brokenhearted. What are you called for? Why did he call you? What are you doing? Announce freedom to all captives. Pardon all prisoners. God sent me to announce the year of his grace, a celebration of God's destruction of our enemies, and to comfort all who mourn. Somebody say that word, all. We're going to work on all. To care for the needs of all who mourn in Zion. Give them bouquets of roses instead of ashes. Come on, you all. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We are to carry messages of joy instead of news of doom and gloom. We should have a praising heart instead of a languid spirit. Rename them oaks of righteousness planted by God to display his glory. Oh, what are we called for? My subject this morning is the value of fasting. This is the eighth day of the 21-day fast, which comes from Daniel, the 10th chapter. Yee! Bless the name of Jesus. The second through the third verses. And I also would just like to highlight over in Matthew 10:29, because it is so important for us to understand the heart of God. Jesus. What's the price of a pet canary? Some loose change, right? And God cares what happens to that little pet canary. He cares about it even more than you do, especially PK. God is helping me to become more. I can see Vanessa laughing now. I'm becoming more of a pet lover. Lord, help me. He pays even greater attention to you. Down, PK. Lord, have mercy. I care so much for you that I care about the numbering of the hairs on your head. I value you. I value you so much. Why is it that you don't value yourself? Why don't you care about what you put in your mouth? Why don't you value what you allow to go in your ear gate and come into your spirit? Why don't you understand how important you are to me? So, if you understand how important you are, you would not allow, don't be intimidated by all of this bully talk. You are worth, you are valued, you are worth more than a million of those pet canaries. I want you to understand that you are important to me, saith the Lord. I come this morning to help you understand that fasting is not just a diet. Fasting is not just an exercise that God is calling us for. Fasting, God has revealed to me doing this fast, that's why I'm so emotional about it, is that it reveals to us just how valuable we are to God. It lets us know how important we are in the scheme of the kingdom of God. It lets us know that without us, there are some people who will never be touched because he has assigned a tribe just to you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Come on here and work this thing, God. Help me with it. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost wants to dwell in a temple who understands the value and keeps it up well. I want you to understand, listen to me, anyone under the sound of my voice, hear me, because I am speaking and sharing with you the importance of fasting, there will be healing and breakthrough during these 21 days. There will be a shift and a change in your life during these 21 days. I want you to understand that during this season in your life, not one of us can afford to see ourselves contrary to the value of what Jesus sees us. We cannot compare ourselves with others. We must ask God, what is it that you would have me to do in this season? This morning, as we continue the 21-day fast, I want to highlight the devaluing of self and others and how fasting can definitely assist with this, with both of them. You see, we in this United States right now, we are putting much emphasis on science. And so therefore, this morning, I want you to know that there is a scientific study that has been done on the 21-day Daniel fast. Yes, it was done by the University of Tennessee on 43 subjects, 13 men and 30 women, ages 35 through 62. The results are more than worth the study itself. The results let us know, Lord, bless the name of Jesus. The results let us know that there are rewards and value to the fast. The results of this scientific study let us know that what the Word of God says, the Word is true, that we need to get back to the Word and understand that the Word of God, it will never fail. Everything else is going to fall away. But the Word of God, somebody ought to say the Word. We need to go back to the Word. We need to get back to what God says. Whose report, ask me, whose report are you going to believe? Whose report? Who will you absolutely stand and say, I understand what God was saying when he said to Daniel over there in Daniel 10 and the 10th chapter, Daniel, come on, don't eat the king food. Come on. This study, you all, showed that there were spiritual health, physical health, and emotional health that was affected by this study. And for these 21 days, each day that they went through, they came out with different benefits. Now, I've been on our fast now. This is the 8th day of the fast, and I have been every morning getting up and taking my blood pressure. The last time I took it, oh, God, oh, Lord, I run out of time. It was 123/78. For those of you who know, that is an excellent blood pressure for a 68-year-old. Well, let me just give these to you right quick. And then we are going to get off here. May not be able to give you all of them today, but I have next week to come back. Listen, number one, fasting helps break, you write it down, gives us power to break unhealthy habits and addictions, because doing this fast, what you're going to do is eliminate flesh of any kind. Somebody said if it has a mouth, a mother, and breathe, you should not eat it. Doing this fast, especially, bless the name of Jesus. If it's white, you shouldn't eat it. If it's sweet, you shouldn't eat it. You know, doing this fast, no sweets, no meats, no, well, starches and carbohydrates. I thank you, God. Number two, spiritual direction, increased wisdom and understanding. I thank God that he is assisting me, and every day he drops something in my spirit. This weekend, he worked on me over the past, from Thursday through the weekend, on asking. We have not because we ask not. A spiritual principle that absolutely work on folks on the verge of pride, and you don't understand that's where you are. Number three, a healing of broken relationships. I thank God that he's helping me to understand the importance of working on broken relationships, how unforgiveness will absolutely prevent us from being in good relationship with God and receiving what we need from our Father. Number four, the fasting gives and yields supernatural. Hiya, shake. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. You better hear me when I say supernatural provision, increase, and promotion. And yes, I have some testimonies about that, something that just happened this week and this week alone. Number five, whoa, yeah, it all connects. Precept or wrong precept, yeah. Glory be to God. Number five, increased energy. Well, if I don't sound like I'm energized to you this morning, you need your hearing aid on. Number six, a better elimination and inner cleansing. Oh, my God, the drinking of the water alone helps with that. Hey, when you are conscientious about how much water you are putting in your body, you will see. Number seven, quicker answers and direction in prayer. Yeah. You're praying today, and I'm praying today. I was praying, and I'm beginning to understand my connection with my angels. It makes a big difference. Number eight, revelation and new levels of spiritual understanding. I'm going to leave there. Revelation and new levels. Tell somebody, I want some newness in my life. New levels of spiritual understanding. I want a new level of understanding God's call on my life. I got to pull it down, y'all. I got to come out here. But let me just close it by saying this one thing to you. As you are, if you have not decided to fast, if you looked at the days of 21 and said that's too much, if you said this is the summer, it's too hot, it's too much, and whatever reason or excuse you've given you yourself for not fasting, I come against it. I break it in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you will set aside time so that you can get in face of God and so that you can hear what he has to say for you in this season. We need unity. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I thank God for Minister Shannon Yvette. If you all don't know her, you need to go out and Google her. Shannon Yvette. She has 1,000 people on this staff, and I want you to understand something for real. If ever we need to be unified in prayer and fasting, the time is now. Back to you, Ms. Tiffany.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. Glory. I'll be calling you back to give us our benediction in a moment. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we lift you up. We magnify you. We glorify you. We extol you. We exalt you. We adore you. We love you. We celebrate you, God. And we know that with you, we can do all things. Without you, nothing can happen, God. And we thank you that you know each of our names. You knew our names even before we came out the womb, God. And I pray that as we go through this day, that we will walk in victories, God. I pray that your favor, your grace, and your mercy will meet us before we get to the places that we will go, that when we walk in there, God, that they will be saturated with your presence, oh God. Father, we We thank you for this day. We bless you for this day. We praise you. We magnify you. We thank you for Dr. Pakola Roberts, and we thank you for the message that she brought to us this morning, God. I pray that we would adhere to it, oh God, and that we would walk into the fast and victory, God. I pray that we would lay aside some things, God, that we have been carrying. Lay every weight aside, God. We cast our burdens upon you, and we pray that you would give us rest, that you would give us peace, God. And so I thank you for each person under the sound of my voice, and I pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So thank you all for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay, 712-432-1085, the same access code 957-677-pound. For those of you who will be headed over to the Morning Motivational Call for Inspirational Monday, Dr. Vanessa will be our host, and Pastor Everett Thomas of Detroit, Michigan will be the speaker for this morning, the messenger for this morning. Please dial in to 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound. We hope to see each and every one of you here tomorrow at the same time. Share it with a friend. Thank you again, Minister Robin, for seating us and greeting us. Thank you, Dr. Pakola Roberts, for that awesome and amazing message that you have given us this morning so that we can walk in victory today. And it has been a privilege, pleasure, and an opportunity, a wonderful opportunity to serve each one of you this morning through praise and worship and as your host for this day. At this time, I'm going to ask Dr. Pakola Roberts if she would give us our benediction for this day.
Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God, for this season in our lives, we ask God that you would make us so aware of how valuable we are to you so that we will value ourselves and others. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now may your grace, your mercy, and your peace rest, rule, and abide with each of us as we leave this place understanding that fasting is a lifestyle. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Every heart say amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. God bless. Bye-bye.